Today in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, there was a series of explosions at dawn. President Zelensky said the Ukrainian Air Force shot down 13 Russian drones, but the shrapnel from those wrecked drones damaged some government buildings and private homes. So far, no reports of casualties. Meanwhile, there's continued fierce fighting in the Donbas region in the east. There's snow and mud on the battlefield, and many homes and cities and towns are dark because of attacks on Ukraine's battered power system. David Stern is a correspondent with our editorial partners, The Washington Post. He lives and works in Kyiv. And David, we know you heard alarms when those drones attacked. Tell us more about what happened.
Right. So the air raid alert was very early, I think before 6 a.m., and it was still dark. And usually when these things happen, it's, we wait and see if it's going to be an actual attack, if we can hear explosions, which has happened a few times, but, you know, it's not every time. But this time we heard an explosion. I don't know how close it was, but it was, you know, very audible. And Yana, my wife, saw the sky light up. I wasn't looking towards it. And so when that happened, we went to a safer spot. It wasn't too far away. We just went into our hallway. But the important thing is that you're in a space that has at least two significant walls between you and the outside. And of course, we were away from any windows. So we didn't necessarily hear too many explosions after that, but obviously there were some other ones around the Kyiv region. In fact, those were 13 drones that were sent towards the region. And according to President Zelensky and others, all 13 of them were shot down.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that you just, you know, went into a hall and that you waited at moments, because we saw an extraordinary moment the other day, and I just wondered if you had thoughts on it. And it's the American former talk show host David Letterman was in Kyiv interviewing President Zelensky when these alarms went off. You know, you could hear the air raid sirens outside of this building, and they were speaking in front of an audience. No one moved. And, you know, Zelensky said, well, it's so calm and we wait to see how bad it is. Is that the sense there?
Well, I think the interview was in the metro. So that's actually one of the safest places, and that's where people go. But I would say the reaction in Kyiv is, it's definitely not one of nonchalance. I mean, you know, people, and especially since the Russians have increased their attacks across the country since October, people are very, you know, are very cognizant, and they take precautions. But you will see people out on the street. The thing is that when the Russians target something, it tends to be, well, it happens to be the electrical infrastructure, or the heating, or the water. But if you're not near one of these places, you tend to be a little bit more relaxed. Obviously, when there is an explosion, though, even one that's, you know, in the distance, that brings people, they react and they find safe places and they get out of the, you know, get out of the open area.
Well, still back here, I mean, the scene sounds, you know, insane. You have David Letterman interviewing the president of a country in a subway station in a country under attack. You have people like you running for cover, air raid sirens. But you told us you also went to get a haircut the other day. But you also are running for cover, and you wrote a story recently about a family whose baby had to have heart surgery in the middle of all of this. Describe that.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, life goes on. You know, people have to have their haircuts and, you know, work. You know, my wife, she's a computer programmer. We, you know, we live in Kyiv, and, you know, and our life is in Kyiv. But, yeah, when I went to get my haircut, the woman who cuts my hair we were talking about what everybody talks about, you know, how's the electricity where you live, in your house, in your apartment, you know, in your part of Kyiv. I mean, that's really the conversation that, you know, so many have. It's the first thing you talk about. Mm-hmm. And the question is, what's going to happen this winter? Because we've already had a couple of, you know, longer blackouts, a couple of days. During the last big one, we had water and we had heat, but we didn't have electricity. But for large parts of the country, the water did go out because the water pumps are, you know, run on electricity. So the question is, you know, what's going to happen this winter?
Well, and what about the baby that you reported on? This is the four-month-old of a woman named Olga. She's part of a set of twins, but she needed surgery.
Yes, it was quite the scene. So the mother, Olga, and her husband, Volodymyr, they went forward with the operation. Their doctor, Dr. Yemets, And he carried it out. But he told me they did have electricity because they had generators, but they didn't have water or heating. And they need both of those, obviously, a major heart operation, actually, you know, a life-saving operation. They managed to get both, but the operation was, touch wood so far, very successful. But just have to say that Olga, the mother, is still not out of the woods because they have to keep Nicole, the baby. She's a four-month-old, by the way. So they have to keep her warm. So if they have another major blackout, then, you know, the question is, where will they go? She said, well, one of the options is to go stay with her husband's parents who have a wood-burning stove. So that's the sort of the dilemmas, I guess you could say, that they're facing. But everybody in the country is facing choices, dilemmas, and, you know, and decisions.
David Stern, reporting from Kyiv in Ukraine. Thank you so much, and best to you and everyone around you. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.